This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A member of the legal team behind the effort to disqualify former President Donald Trump from Colorado's ballot says he's disappointed but not surprised by today's U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The justices unanimously found that Colorado does not have the power to disqualify federal candidates accused of insurrection. Lawyer Mario Nicholas helped bring the original case in state court.
I think that the U.S. Supreme Court abrogated its responsibility to our democracy, but that just simply means that the voters of this country need to take up the cry where the Supreme Court fell short.
Today's ruling means votes for Trump will be counted in the state's presidential primary, which wraps up tomorrow. The NAACP of Aurora would like an independent audit of the Aurora Police Department's intelligence unit after revelations they sent an undercover officer to the courthouse in the first police trial on Elijah McClain's death. Omar Montgomery is the head of the NAACP.
We got to have community trust in our public safety organizations as well as our court. We got to have community trust in both. And we can't have anyone influencing the outcome of a trial in that way.
That intelligence officer shared information that ultimately got a juror of color kicked off the panel ahead of opening statements. APD then pulled intelligence officers out of the courthouse at the request of State Attorney General Phil Weiser. Meanwhile, Denver police have arrested one of two people suspected in the theft of a Martin Luther King Jr. statue from a city park. Read more at Denverite.com. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.